What's up, everybody? This is Max Ronan, and welcome to Horizon Gaming News. Today's topic is PlayStation model launching this year, and it sounds like a beast. But do you think it'll stand up, or do you think they're just making new models but not realizing that half the world doesn't have or even have an opportunity to get a PlayStation 5? My thoughts at the end of this video. According to a recent search, TCL, a television electronics manufacturer, appeared to hint at the release of a more powerful version of the next-gen consoles during a recent showcase. According to the company, revised versions of the PS5 and the Series X are expected to arrive in 2023 with native 8K support and 120Hz capabilities. Before you get too excited, though, it's worth noting that Sony and Microsoft have said nothing about releasing enhanced models, although history suggests that they are inevitable. This also isn't the first time we heard rumblings of a PS5 Pro. According to a new rumors shared by Red Gaming Tech on YouTube, Sony is working on an improved model and will apparently come out with even more impressive specs from the standard PS5, boosting enhanced performance, slicker resolution, a better experience for PSVR and PSVR 2 titles, and massively improved ray tracing. While TCL did not mention quite that much, Red Gaming's tech claims match up with a reported share by fellow YouTuber Morrow's Law Is Dead Law Is Dead, who claimed last year that the PS5 Pro will most likely release in 2024. Of course, we can't ignore the fact that the standard PlayStation 5 remains harder to find than a piece of hay in a stack of needles. Sony is still struggling to produce enough standard PS5 consoles as a result of the ongoing global semiconductor shortage. So it may be a tad optimistic to expect a brand new line of consoles in the next few years. When so many people are struggling to get a regular PS5, my thoughts is, I feel like you need to tackle the semiconductor shortage and find a way to produce more so you could sell the current PS5 model and then also have little test subjects or test models and see where the audience lies and see what the audience likes, dislikes, and then you can make mock-up demos of the PS5 Pro and then see what you could take out from the previous PS5. So at least this way you know what bugs need to be fixed, what you could add in, and at least you know now what you could improve. Because if you do that, then Sony might just have one leg up over Series X. But those are my thoughts. What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts on this recent news of PS5 Pro and Xbox Series XX, or some other ridiculous name Xbox Series X might come out with? With that being said, leave your comments below. Thanks for tuning in. This is Horizon Gaming News. I'm your host, Max Ronan. Please have a lovely day. And remember, video games are rated E for everyone. I'm out. Peace.